On January 22, 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court decided in Roe v. Wade that a mother has the legal right to end her pregnancy up until the point at which the fetus can live outside of her womb. We lament the death of each child lost to abortion. We pray for each parent who has chosen to terminate a pregnancy, and we commit to become a people who welcome life in a culture of death. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you, as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Today you set before us life and death. In everything we do, may we choose life. Psalm 107, verses 33 to 38. The Lord changed rivers into deserts, and spring waters into thirsty ground, a fruitful land into salt flats, because of the wickedness of those who dwell there. He changed deserts into pools of water, and dry land into water springs. He settled the hungry there, and they founded a city to dwell in. They sowed fields and planted vineyards, and brought in a fruitful harvest. He blessed them so that they increased greatly. He did not let their herds decrease. Today you set before us life and death. In everything we do, may we choose life. A reading from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world, the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us who lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Today we set before us life and death. In everything we do, may we choose life. Cyprian of Carthage, a 3rd century North African bishop, wrote, "The world is going mad in mutual extermination, and murder, considered as a crime when committed individually, becomes a virtue when it is committed by large numbers. It is the multiplication of the frenzy that ensures impunity to the assassins." Let us pray. As we enter prayer now, we pause to be still, to breathe slowly, to recenter our scattered senses upon the presence of God. God of rescue and restoration, thank you for your great and beautiful mission in the world. Here we are, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit and send us. And we choose to rejoice today, stirring ourselves to praise God no matter what our circumstances, joining with the ancient praise of all God's people in the words of Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Jesus, we know that we are most like you when we give ourselves away. Help us to treasure the right things this side of heaven. Show us where we are holding back for fear of appearing foolish. God, we bring to you missionaries this day, Christians who were in persecuted contexts, cross-cultural missionaries, and more. We bring them to you, and we pray that you continue to give them courage and resilience to share your gospel, even when the cost is high. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we prepare to take this time of prayer into the coming day, the Lord who loves us encourages us to be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord our God will be with us wherever we go. So Father, help us to live this day to the full, being true to you in every way. Jesus, help us to give ourselves away to others, being kind to everyone we connect with. And Spirit, help us to love the lost, proclaiming Christ in all we do and say. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord, we all suffer varying degrees of blindness. We are blind to love, to justice, to grace, and to life. Help us to not condemn one another with our blindness, but rather to work together to help one another to see more clearly by your light. Amen. So may the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.